It's time to begin. Good morning, Result Seekers. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network. It's hard to believe, but we have now passed 6 months of weekly support calls for RAIN Partners. And RAIN Partners have been still wanting more of these calls. First of all, a big congratulations to all who have been part of this weekly experience. Each meeting that I attend, I constantly hear from RAIN Partners that they love these calls. Today's call is going to be another timely message, so let's get right to the action. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great, Russ. Good to hear your voice.
So I've been noticing a lot of emails that have been coming in from RAIN members looking to reinvent themselves. What do you think about that, Rich?
You know, these are the times to do it. We've got a lot of people who've graduated from the Life Rich Mastery series, which we've now known as RAIN Mastery, and a lot of people are coming out of there saying, you know what, I want to reinvent this, and I want to repurpose that, and I want to repurpose this, and I want to reinvent that, and I call that 360-degree creativity. Creativity being, as Ken Keyes once said, everyone and everything around you is your teacher. So when you really dig into what 360-degree creativity is, let alone just plain old creativity, it's to manifest your personal Picasso, you know, to dare in the face of fear, to regard everyone as your teacher, to trust yourself and back yourself, especially when your intuition goes against the advice of others. And in real estate, we see that often more than not. To stay excited in the face of ongoing setbacks and problems and even fatigue, even tiredness, by the way, but to create multiple possibilities through others by combining imagination with courage and experience and empathy, to engage in, you know, cross-border thinking and global thinking, to view a challenge from your unique perspective and then act boldly. So when you look at, you know, the practices of RAIN Mastery and we look at what it takes to be creative, you know, most people ultimately, you know, we all just want to become the image we have of ourselves, you know, don't we? If you think you're creative, though, you'll manifest your creativity. But if you don't, you won't. And I think that's what really came out of this RAIN Mastery program. People really started saying, hey, I am capable of a little bit more, and I actually think I can actually do a little bit more. You know, whether it's you want to be the Picasso or the Einstein of real estate or anything for that matter. You know, Ralph Waldo Emerson once said that nature arms each man with some faculty that enables him to do easily some feat which is impossible to anyone else. You know, this is the gift of democracy, or rather, aristocracy, and so in this country and in this world, it's your ability, not your ancestry, that determines your progress. So you got to ask yourself the question, so what's your gift or what's your genius? You know, what's the one thing you know you can do extremely well? You know, for some people, it may be simply organizing. You know, for others, it might be numbers. For others, it might be finding deals or finding money or just doing cash flow analysis. For others, it may be words, like me. For still others, it may be team building or sociability. You see, the point is we're all an artist at something. So what are you an artist at? Are you applying and developing your artistry, or don't you even know what your Picasso is? So the truth, as we head into yet another week, you got to understand and consider you cannot be creative at something that you have no feeling for. For example, I cannot be an artist at mathematics or science or construction or accounting or engineering because I have no feeling for those disciplines. Trust me, you can ask anybody, I don't. But I can be an artist at communication. You know, at marketing, at acting, coaching, or selling, because I believe I have a gift when it comes to using the written and spoken word to excite people in action. But you know what? At least 90% of the people in any of the seminars I've ever done cannot clearly express their gift. So although they can rattle off a long list of things they can't do, it always amazes me. I ask people what they're good at, and they kind of have this eye glazed over look. They respond by telling me what they're not good at. So why is it that we continually focus on our shortcomings? Well, perhaps because we've conditioned ourselves not to proclaim our personal brilliance, or perhaps it's because we perpetually discount our personal power. I don't know, but maybe it's even, we haven't even just thought about it. So your gift is your key to becoming masterful or exercising mastery in whatever it is that you're doing. You see, ignorance of your Picasso guarantees you a life of mediocrity and frustration. So during the seminars, during the RAIN Mastery programs, after a few gentle probes, people proudly exclaim their Picasso. But you can see their joy as they think about their unique power, yeah, and how they can apply it. So think about yours. Think about it like right now. Think about whether you are applying and developing it every day. Think about what you need to do to optimize it. Now, if you want to reach your extraordinary best, you have to manifest your personal artistry. Otherwise, you just simply cannot be happy. You cannot be focused, or if you are, you'll be focused in the wrong direction. So once you know your Picasso, then do all you can do to develop it further. You know, I remember once a mentor of mine once told me, if you want to be really successful, learn something about everything and everything about something, but make sure that something is something you're really, really, really good at. So here's a sign that you're focusing on your Picasso. You find it easy and enjoyable, right? That's a sign that you're focusing on your Picasso. You find it easy and enjoyable. So you learn new techniques and information easily. You get it almost immediately while others struggle with it. I used to call that flow. But you know what else? As one famous scientist once said, the greatest reward for doing is the opportunity to do more. That's important. So when you're faced with a difficult challenge, do you search for solutions or do you search for cover? And the telltale sign in this conversation about real estate is very, very clear for us. Right here at head office, when we deal with RAIN members, our partners across the country, we know that when people are faced with a difficult challenge when it comes to real estate investing, we ask the question, are you searching for a solution or are you searching for cover? How much do you love doing what you're doing right now? How much do you love going where you've never gone before? Because if you don't actively enjoy the process of creating new solutions, how can you ever be good at it? You know, our normal reaction when we're faced with a formidable challenge is one out of usually fear or even doubt. Now listen, it's only human to be afraid. But 360-degree creativity, total full-out creativity, however, demands that we use our fear as a stimulant. It takes guts, guys, but it's much easier when you realize that you don't have a choice. So either you step up and take ownership of the challenge, or you step down and lose your personal power. Look around you. By the way, not if you're listening to this while you're driving. Keep your eye on the road. But look around you. Look at how few people understand this fundamental fact. That's why so few people truly achieve their personal excellence. They search for the path of least resistance instead of taking the high road. As Soren Kierkegaard, one of my most favorite philosophers, once said, to dare is to lose one's footing momentarily. To dare not is to lose oneself. Now, that is it right there in a nutshell. You know, Webster's dictionary defines imagination quite beautifully. Imagination is the action of forming mental images of what is not actually present to the senses, the power of reproducing images stored in the memory under the suggestion of associated images, the power of combining former experiences in the creation of new images directed at a specific goal or aiding in the solution of problems. But I like this one, the ability to meet and resolve difficulties, being resourcefulness. So you see, friends, imagination, creativity, is therefore both an action and a power. It develops according to the use that is made of it. So how much are you really using yours? Are you expanding it daily? Or are you just in a state of atrophy in a daily way? You know, often the new leaders will take on tasks for the sole purpose of exercising their imagination. In fact, that's one of the key reasons why, you know, I'm even leading the task force on RAIN mastery, RAIN thinking. Because between myself and Russell as great educators and wonderful writers, and of course I can get to say that because I'm the only one speaking right now, so I get to say that, I would suppose. But the reality is that we're so committed to making sure that we can not only just bring out the personal best in you, but to have us become in search for better selves for us. So when you look at the ancient insight, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, this is true when we wrapped up RAIN mastery, you know. When you are receptive, you will receive, like a net. When your mind is open, you will catch your food, like a parachute. When your mind is closed, you will perish. So how open and receptive are you to new insights and ideas? Do you regard everyone as your teacher, irrespective of their apparent qualifications? So try it. The homework for this week is quite simple. What I want you to do, at least for the next 24 hours, is regard everyone you meet as your personal guru. That's right, your personal guru. Everybody you come into contact with. Treat them with the kind of wonder and respect you would reserve for your favorite human being. Concentrate especially hard on appreciating those people who make your life momentarily more challenging. They're your real mentors. It's those individuals who introduce you to yourself. We learn our most valuable lessons in the spirited debates we have with those people whose views are divergent from our own. I learned one of my most poignant lessons from one such mentor a long time ago. And out of that incredible debate and almost debacle, we created a super bond. And I realized out of that that, you know what, it's possible that out of the midst of hate and or anger, always if you look at it through the eyes that this could actually be mentoring me right now, came a most brilliant relationship. So for this week, in the spirit of exercising 360-degree creativity, I want you to treat whomever you get into contact with, whomever touches you for the next 24 hours as an absolute guru, a mentor, and listen for the lesson they're teaching you. Listen for the lesson life's bringing you. And look at the shift that you'll experience just by exercising that much. Believe me, he'll be pretty empowering. Russ, back to you.
Wow, what a powerful exercise. I once had someone tell me that you never know, the next person you might meet may change your life forever. So today was all about being creative, 360 degrees of creativity, and finding out what your true gifts are. That wraps up another edition of the weekly implementation call. If you have any questions, please give us a call at the RAIN office at 1-888-824-7346. I'm Russell Westcott, signing off, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.